Fleischmann in the Great Game. From the Fleischmann Papers, 1856 to 1858, edited and arranged by George MacDonald Fraser. Read by Timothy West. Explanatory note. One of the most encouraging things about editing the first four volumes of the Fleischmann Papers has been the generous response from readers and students of history in many parts of the world. Since the discovery of Fleischmann's remarkable manuscript in a Leicestershire sale room in 1965, when it was realised that it was the hitherto unsuspected autobiographical memoir of the notorious bully of Tom Brown's school days, letters have reached the editor from such diverse places as Ascension Island, a GI rest camp in Vietnam, university faculties and campuses in Britain and America, a modern caravanserai on the Khyber Pass Road, a police station cell in southern Australia, and many others. What has been especially gratifying has been not only the interest in Fleischmann himself, but the close historical knowledge which correspondents have shown of the periods and incidents with which his memoirs have dealt so far. The First Afghan War, the solution of the Schleswig-Holstein question, involving as it did Count Bismarck and Lola Montez, the Afro-American slave trade, and the Crimean War. Many have contributed interesting observations, and one or two have detected curious discrepancies in Fleischmann's recollections, which regrettably escaped his editor. A lady in Athens and a gentleman in Flint, Michigan, have pointed out that Fleischmann apparently saw the Duchess of Wellington at a London theatre some years after her death, and a letter on Foreign Office notepaper has remarked on his careless reference to a British ambassador in Washington in 1848, when in fact Her Majesty's representative in the American capital held a less exalted diplomatic title. Such lapses are understandable.